The focus was on the positive as the two men met briefly with reporters at the end of their formal talks. President Bush cited progress in Iraq.
Complimented the president on the fact that as security has improved, he and his fellow officials are reaching out to all aspects of society to help people realize the blessings of a free life.
Mr. Bush acknowledged there is still a lot of work to be done. He made specific mention of ongoing negotiations on a strategic framework agreement between the United States and Baghdad that will allow U.S. forces to remain in Iraq after the end of the year, when their United Nations mandate expires. He said the agreement must, in his words, suit the Iraqi government. President Talabani said he hopes a deal can be reached soon.
We are doing our best for this agreement, strategic agreement with the United States of America. I think we had very good, important steps towards reaching to finalize this agreement.
The Iraqi president said the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is also focusing on getting important laws dealing with oil and elections through the legislature. He stressed fostering national unity remains a priority.
I can say that we are proud to achieve good successes in Iraq, and our economy is growing. We have also big steps forward for national reconciliation.
President Talabani also mentioned Iraq's efforts to improve relations with all its neighbors, including Iran and Syria. The Bush administration has cautioned that Tehran and Damascus foster terrorism in the region, but has said repeatedly it will not stand in the way of regional diplomacy by Iraq. The meeting with Jalal Talabani was a late addition to President Bush's schedule and was only announced on the eve of the session at the White House. President Talabani has reportedly been in the United States undergoing medical treatment. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.